It's Heart for the Disabled Week here at Johnny and Friends. That's right, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and this week I'm asking you to help me give real Christian encouragement to disabled people who've attended our family retreats. Because it's midwinter, skies are gray, and these precious friends are in need of a lift, what with all the disability routines day after day. So, I am asking you, as I have been doing all week, to pick up a pen and jot a Valentine's card or a note, send a poem, include scriptures, or just a brief letter to someone who's very near and dear to my heart. Let me share her story. I met Jerry Payne, her name is spelled J-E-R-I. I met her many years ago at one of our earliest family retreats, way back in the 1990s. She came with her four sons, one of whom, Zach, had a really strange neuromuscular disease. Although he could sort of half walk, his arms were limp, and he breathed through a ventilator. But Zach was the cutest kid at camp, wanting to try every activity, even bouncing on the trampoline with his ventilator. Jerry's husband did not attend family retreat that year, nor the next, or the next. But Jerry won the hearts of us all. Tending to her four energetic boys, including little Zach, with all his disabilities. Years passed, and Zach suffered some complications, which eventually took his little life. The family grieved the loss of this special little guy, but the years continued, and Jerry and the family healed. Then her other son, Sammy, passed away in 2004. In the midst of that shock, Jerry was hit with an undiagnosed neuromuscular disease that landed her in a wheelchair. And now she was the one struggling with the serious disability. It was pretty rough. And shortly thereafter, her husband of 31 years left her. But Jerry's friends at family retreat were her support. And she really needed it because when she moved to Oregon with another son, she was hardly settled in when, get this, he died of a cardiac arrest. And now, well, Jerry is still in her wheelchair, and she's still living up in Oregon, but with only her remaining son, who is her primary caregiver. My family retreat friends in Oregon recently sent me a picture of dear Jerry in her wheelchair, smiling, persevering, looking as hopeful as ever, all because this woman knows, I mean, she really knows Jesus Christ. Yet still she's human. She has lost so much, her three sons, her health, her marriage, and she needs your prayers and support. So, friend listening, I want you to know that Jerry got her spiritual grounding and family retreat, and yes, it was back in the 1990s, but she still reflects on those wonderful years. She was able to bring her boys, including Zach, to retreat. But right now, living with her one remaining son, Jerry needs to be reminded of uplifting passages from God's Word. So please pray for her, because she is still waiting for Medicaid to kick in. Remind her of the love of Jesus Christ. And if you want to go the extra mile, tuck in a gift certificate to, I don't know, Taco Bell or something like that. She needs to hear from listeners like you. So be sure to jot your note today. Inscribe it to Jerry, J-E-R-I. Then send it to Johnny and Friends, Post Office Box 3333, Agoura Hills, California, 91376. We'll make certain to package it up with all the other notes to Jerry and her caregiving son, so it'll arrive in time for Valentine's Day. And if you need any details, get the whole scoop at johnnyradio.org. Thanks for having a heart for the disabled.